Oh, wait, that sounded wrong. How about, welcome, are you ready to rumble? Sorry, that was.
I think that you're more awake now.
I'm getting awake. I'm drinking my coffee. All right. Sorry, I'll stop.
No, you're good. You're good. Oh, crap is coming to me now. Good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Fallscast, brought to you by the Falls Tree Press in beautiful Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. We're recording on Sunday, November 17th. I don't think it looks wrong.
Can we go back to September?
It looks wrong looking at the date and seeing 11/17. It took me 5 tries thinking I had the date wrong.
Yeah, I don't understand what happened. When did November happen? So confused.
When September had ended. Ask Green Day. I went there.
Yeah, that was my petty laugh for you.
So we're starting off the show with just the three of us, myself, Mike, and Suzanne.
Yay!
Mike's not here.
Well, physically Mike drop? You are.
Mic drop.
It took me a second to get that one.
Oh, jeez.
I'll drink more coffee. I'm fine.
You need some more coffee.
I do.
I blame Bart. Sorry,
thanks
Bart.
Thanks a lot, Bart.
Way to go, Bart.
That's okay. I have only been wearing a light jacket the last couple of days, and I have a feeling I'm going to start getting what you have.
Oh, I'm going to come visit you, and you're going to get it. I need to get rid of this.
You have to give it to somebody to get rid of it.
On this episode, we have interviews.
What? Ooh,
what are those? What are those?
Because I made the Canva image last night. The last time we had an interview was last October.
Oh, it's been a year, over a year.
Yes.
Whoopsies. Who are we interviewing, though?
Last week, I attended the Akron Comic Con.
Oh, yeah.
And I interviewed, these will be the first half of my interviews.
Oh.
We'll have comic book writer Tony Isabella. Famous for creating the character Black Lightning for DC.
That is so cool.
And then we'll also have Jack Phoenix from Cuyahoga Falls Library.
Oh. And you interviewed him at Comic-Con?
At Comic-Con, yes.
That is awesome.
So, just a warning.
Did you go dressed as Particle Man?
No, I didn't.
Damn it.
The interviews will be a bit loud.
Got it.
I tried to clean it up.
Yeah.
And then I ended up sounding like Particle Man as a result. And you can barely hear either of us.
Got it. Okay. All right.
Triangle Man. Sorry.
I don't remember that song.
Triangle Man. He's Particle
Man. I know what
you're
talking about.
You have to sing it now.
Yeah. The interview with Tony sounds a little bit worse than the one with Jack because we were closer to the announcement table.
Oh, no. The announcements in the,
Yeah, the library was further back in the room, so it was a little better.
Okay, all right.
Be sure to check out our website. We've had some new articles popping up, and the December calendar of events could be showing up soon.
Yay! December? What? Wait.
And it's already 3 pages.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man.
That's what, Thanksgiving in, what, 11 days?
Yeah.
It's going too quickly.
Crazy.
Well, Thanksgiving is so late this year that...
It is late this year. We were just talking about that yesterday, trying to figure out, when is Thanksgiving? Because it feels late.
Yeah, I mean, technically it's not looking at the calendar, but...
No, but it just
The last Thursday, unfortunately, is the end of the year, end of the month. Probably
end of the year.
End of the year, too. For the... And then the end of December is the end of civilization. So,
that's
when
be
the Hallmark movies come out, and that's when all civilization ends.
I don't like that you put the two together. There should be a break in between your sentence. Mm-mm. There,
nope, it's true.
There should be an exclamation mark. The Hallmark movies come out. Let me
rephrase it. The Hallmark movie, because it's the same damn movie, just in 600 different variations.
Okay, fine. I did
start watching the first movie that I'm gonna review.
Oh,
and it was actually really sweet. It's like a 20-minute animated cartoon on Disney Plus.
Oh.
but it's all done like the entire background and everything is made of cardboard.
Interesting.
And so like everybody but the main characters are all just like cardboard stand-ups that are moving.
That's different.
And what then like it? It's called An Almost Christmas Story.
Okay. And it's on Disney?
It's on Disney. Just came out on the 15th.
Okay.
And it's about this owl, this baby owl who gets separated from its family because it thinks that it's, you know, strong enough to go out and I can build a nest. I can, you know, do this and that. And then gets attacked by a sparrow and winds up in a tree that's getting chopped down for Rockefeller Center.
Oh.
Who?
And so it's this journey, you know, trying to understand what's happening and making its way back to the forest.
Oh, we should send that to our kids to let them think that they can't leave the nest.
Who?
Are you saying boo or who?
Who?
Boo-hoo. You're saying boo-hoo.
But yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get to see the ones that are in the theater this year, you know. But it does look like Paramount Plus has a Jack Black movie coming out.
Oh, no, really?
Oh, boy.
He's playing Satan.
I saw a preview for that. It looks interesting. Yeah, I did see that preview. I forget the name of it, but
obviously
I just saw it the other day.
I think it's called Dear Satan.
Dear Satan. Okay.
Yeah, or it's Dear Santa. Kid misaddresses the thing to Satan instead of Santa. Or like a wish list or something like that. I haven't seen
this one. That sounds funny.
I saw a preview for it. If I remember, it actually looked kind of funny.
I could picture him. I could picture him doing that. All right.
So, yeah, those should be, you know, we might get at least a few of those this year.
Okay.
Be sure to send your feedback to us. Tell us what you think of the paper and the show. Get a hold of us on Facebook. You can leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And you can also get a hold of us by email.
FallsFreePress@gmail.com.
You can also do smoke signals.
Yay.
I can't guarantee any of us, you know how to read those.
We don't know.
No, airplane banner.
But it'll be the thought that counts. We'll know that you're trying to reach out to us.
Also, we've only got a couple weeks left. The Joycast will be being recorded at the beginning of December. If you were interested in, you know, telling people what brings you joy, I mean, I realize this has become an even less joyful month than we were hoping.
We'll need it more than ever.
Yeah. I'm going to share the link for this in the show notes. And I just shared the commercial online on our Facebook page.
Okay. But
there is a Google form that you can fill out. So if you can't even make it into the store, that's fine. You know, just go. You can go to the store's website, Shelf Life Bookstore, or you can go to the Google Sheet and fill it out and send it in. And we're just going to pile all the different ways of that people can send them together into our, you know, and they'll all be anonymous. So you can put your name in there, but they're all being read anonymously.
Okay. So get out there and do that. We need some joy.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So before we jump into the roundtable, how is everybody this week? How is coming back to Ohio from Japan been?
It's an adjustment that we have not adjusted yet. It's
a long flight.
It was an extremely long flight. We learned some lessons because we're going back for sure. And oh my gosh, it was wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful. The country, of course, is beautiful. It is clean, like everybody says. I was like looking around, and even if it was like a little disorganized, especially like in the bigger cities, it was still clean, which is unusual. People are polite and quiet there, just like it says. But I mean, the best part was just being able to see our daughter's life there. We got to go see her teach a class. The school was nice enough for us to kind of tag along with her. We got to see her teach littler kids and people, I would say probably what, middle school, high school, like, I don't know what they call, they have different.
She called them grade 3.
Yeah.
But they're 14 or 15. It seems like the way she structured or the way their classes are structured is, hello, Stephen Jen. Hello.
Yay. We got bigger. Yay.
Can you hear us?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. God, we got everything all plugged in.
Yay. So,
welcome back to America.
Thank you.
We were just talking about that.
Country now.
I just made that comment. Like, I leave the country for one time, guys, and leave it in your hands. What's going on?
All right, hey, man. I voted the way I was supposed to, so yeah. I don't know what
yeah,
else.
Yeah, we all did too.
All right, back to you guys. What, catch us up and then resume your conversation.
Yeah, it was just instead of like doing, you know, grades 6, 7, 8, and then, you know, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, it's they do it where it's, you know, intermediate grade, like 1, 2, 3, and then high school was something like, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 or something like that. So it's just weird when she's like, oh, my third graders, and we're thinking, you know, little kids, and they're like 14, 15 years old. It's like, wait a minute. Yeah, it's like they're grade 3 in high school.
Yeah, so it's very confusing.
It's just different.
She teaches all levels?
She does
middle and like high school.
Like 10 to 18?
No, more like...
Not quite 18, because theirs is actually different. So they go through till, what was it? I think they're 15 or 16. So it'd be like junior year or sophomore year here. And then they have to take an entrance exam to get into... like high school or secondary school, they call it.
Okay.
So not all students go through, you know, junior, senior level classes like
I
we do.
I imagine some might be guided to trades and other areas.
Some, yes. Yeah, we didn't actually ask that, you know, because I forgot to, but it's because her quote unquote third graders were stressed out because they're preparing to take the entrance exams for, you know, and I was like, wait, what? You know, it's like, I mean, it's just a different way they do the education there than they do here.
It was so cute, though. I have to tell them. So at the end of the class with the, 13, 14-year-olds that we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
They had a little bit of a break, and Mike got swarmed by a bunch of boys. They just like swarmed him.
It was
and
weird.
They kept saying, can I shake your hand? Can I shake your hand? And he's like, okay. So he's shaking their hand. Like, oh, big hands. And they're all like, they were just like, Mike was like a celebrity. They thought it was fun. Another teacher said that Mike looked like a movie star. And it's
obviously
like,
she's blind.
Jason Statham.
Jason Statham.
That's what I'm saying. Like walking around with like a famous person. World. But they were so cute because they're all just like very enthralled with Mike. And I, you know, Kendall's like, it's probably because they don't see a lot of facial hair there. You know, obviously we look different. You know, Mike does have like that deeper voice and, you know, he's this kind of, you know, Mike is, he's a little stoic. He just sits, stands there, whatever. And he's like, oh, they're like, oh, this is great. And, but I don't know. I just had to tell that story. I'm sorry that we're talking about how big your hands are.
When my father-in-law would go overseas to Japan, the ladies, like at the restaurant, they'd have hairy hands. So they would always be touching his hands and looking at his things, so how hairy he was. They're fascinated with that.
Yeah.
Well, it was even like a comment that Kendall had made because I grabbed my deodorant, this and that. And Yoto was like, made a comment to her that, you know, he doesn't wear deodorant, you know, and he was like, oh, I can't wait to try it. And I guess like Kendall made the comment, you know, it's genetically in them that they really don't perspire as much as we do, you know, and when they do, it doesn't stink as much as ours. You know, they don't produce as much BO. I was like, that's different. I never thought of that in that respect. I mean, I know Japanese people sweat, you know, but
they do, but it's not as stinky. And so people all the time wear deodorant over there. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, could you imagine?
And they aren't as hairy.
Do you wear deodorant? Oh, it'd be stinky.
Now, there are exceptions because we were sitting in that one restaurant, and I don't know if was okay, Japanese or another nationality, but
somebody was stanky. Yeah. Steve doesn't wear deodorant.
I don't wear deodorant.
He doesn't smell. He doesn't get BO like that.
Lucky.
I sweat on my head.
He's a head sweater.
I don't sweat underneath my armpits very much.
Huh. Head sweater.
So. Yeah.
That's weird. But it was a great time. Absolutely.
How was the trip? How was the trip there? The plane ride.
I hated it. It sucked.
It sucks. I mean, no way around it. It's a sucky way there. The first time we took it, we had one layover in Newark, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. So our trip was 14 hours from Newark to Japan.
Narita Airport.
Yeah. And I was good, except the last 3 hours where I started having a panic attack.
Oh.
Well, I mean, my doctor gave me some good stuff, and I was trying to be brave and not take it, but got it for me, and that kind of helped a little bit. But I was like, feeling okay, and then I just started getting like, I'm gonna jump out of this plane. I have to get out. You know, it's like you start having that like itchiness feeling. But we got through it, and then on our way back, we had a layover in Denver, so the plane ride was only like 10 hours and some, I don't know,
before minutes, you whatever.
I thought that was better. I think we'll try to do that again. Have a shorter, like a get closer over. But it was still, it sucks. It doesn't matter. It sucks.
I mean, were you able to use your CPAP? Did they let you bring it?
I was allowed to bring it. I never put it on because I was embarrassed to put it on. Oh. And I should have.
Okay.
But because I'm like, everybody's going to look at me. We didn't sleep on the plane at all. So both times we were pretty much up getting there. We were about up for about 24 hours. And then going back, we were up for about 24 hours. Our sleep schedule was still totally screwed up. I don't think I fell asleep again till 4 a.m. So I'm working on very little sleep. I have to go to work tomorrow. We both have to work tomorrow. So we're going to see how that goes.
Try and go to bed at like 8 tonight.
I can't. Yeah, I'll try, but I can't sleep. It's like I just lay there.
Take melatonin. Try and reset.
Oh, can you take melatonin? Melatonin just
100%. It's a normal hormone. You should be taking it to reset for after that. It's melatonin is really good for jet lag. So definitely take it.
Okay. Every time I take melatonin, when I wake up, I feel like I'm drugged up. Like
okay. I can't wake up. You're probably going to feel like that anyway. If you don't.
True. That's true.
So, try.
Sleepy gummies. You can go buy a bag of sleepy gummies.
And
Some have melatonin in them.
Yeah. With CBN. Make sure you get the CBN ones. They'll knock you right out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We need it because we just, you know, we thought we'd have a couple extra days to reset and we're just not. It was easier to reset there than it was coming back here. And I don't know. It was super fun. We had a lot of time.
Awesome. My dad always said that. My dad's been to Japan like dozens and dozens of times.
Really?
Yeah. And he says it's always harder coming back than it is going there. That's what he always
says. That's what Kendall always says too. She always has trouble more like adjusting when she comes here than going back. And I think it's just because of the way the time works and stuff. But yeah, we will be going back. Oh, I guess it's going to be our vacation every year or whatever. So we're trying to get smarter with
planning our travel,
and now we're earning miles and points, and I signed up for United card, you know, to be able to start earning miles and stuff to upgrade, because our goal is to get to freaking business class.
Yeah, I get it. It's hard. The Cleveland Clinic pays when our doctors travel for like business conference. If it's overseas, they pay business class or first class.
Do they?
Yeah, because it's just brutal.
So freaking expensive, though. I mean, looking at business class, we went economy plus, so we got a little extra leg room. But business class, you can lay out, you know, it's supposed to be a lot nicer. So we're doing everything we can to just start earning on those points to see if we can upgrade, because if we're going to be going every year or so, that's brutal. And I think it's going to get even more brutal the older we get, because you know, my legs start aching. I mean, we got up a lot. I did figure out that I need to be on the aisle, or at least Mike needs to be on the aisle. Somebody needs to be on the aisle so we're not having to ask somebody to move every time I need to get up. Because when we came back, I was on the aisle and I was able to get up probably every hour or so, walk to the bathroom or move my legs. And that helped. Just sitting there, really you just start getting like a panicky feeling. Like I was at the window on the other one for the 14 hour and I just felt like everything was like starting to trap into me. And I was like, get me out of here. I mean, I'm like, where's the door? I will open up this door right now, people, I swear, you know, that kind of like, you know, illogical feeling. So.
Well, you picked a great time to get away and have a break. Good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm glad.
The one thing that was kind of cool about being in Japan during the election was that we got to have the perspective from a different country and not like a European country, not somebody that, you know, so we got to see a perspective of what they were thinking. And we got a lot of like, what are you guys doing? Kind of thing. Yeah. Like, what, what's happening?
Yeah. Is America okay?
They see him for what he is. Right. Yeah. There's no filter. Yeah. So
yeah.
And it's a little nerve wracking too, because they're an ally, you know, and you're like, what's this going to mean? They, didn't really get into politics, really. Like, nobody really talked too much about politics other than Nyota's grandparents, where we had a little more of a conversation with how we could translate. They didn't not speak any English at all. But the one thing that they grandma did ask us, which I've heard that this is something that Americans say they get asked all the time. So I was kind of surprised, was that, does everybody in America have a gun?
Come on.
And we're like looking at each other going, no. And then they're like, well, do you guys have a gun? And Mike's like, yeah, I have like three from, you know, my whatever grandfather, whatever, you know. It's like, you say that and you're like, crap, does everybody in America,
they're more guns than people. So that's a legit question, right?
It's a legit question. And it's like, you know, I guess, you know, I don't know. I guess you don't think about it, except when there's a tragedy, how many we do have in it. Is this kind of common here? But to get somebody else to ask that question, you're like, oh, crap. Yeah, we kind of. Yeah.
It should be eye-opening.
But it was beautiful. It was lovely. Moving on.
This is a story that we had in our police blotter, and it took a while to find out, you know, who was the culprit, because the initial police report did not include a name.
Dun, dun, dun.
And I remember, like, even the Beacon crew were like, we really want to write an article about this. And it's like,
who
we
is
don't
this?
Know who it was.
Yeah.
But it, as it turns out, State Rep Bill Romer created a huge disturbance at a poll place on election night, yelling at an 82-year-old poll worker.
God almighty.
Quality.
Oh, man.
He was screaming and hollering and wandering through the rows of people voting.
Oh, my
which
God.
Which is illegal.
I say, why?
Oh, no.
How?
Yeah. He
color me surprised.
Yeah.
Oh, before you see who it is, can I guess which party it is? Can I guess?
He already said who it was.
Yeah.
Oh, darn it. I knew who it
Bill
was.
Robert, the Republican. Keep going, Bart. Sorry.
This was at Bailey Road Christian Church.
Oh, man.
He yelled at a poll worker. Caldwell Police Department documents show workers initially called the organization Protect the Vote before being advised to call law enforcement.
Okay.
This was around 6:45, you know, polls are just getting ready to close soon.
Yeah, I did not hear that story.
Yeah, he entered the polling place, demanded to see the voter list, you know, causing a disturbance. He was yelling at the poll worker. The woman said, you know, both he and his campaign manager were disrespectful and rude to me.
Oh, wow. Trash.
Eventually, he was able to view the voter list, which is allowed under public records law, and left before the police arrived.
Oh.
Mm. Well, I wonder why they kept his name out of the police record.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder why.
But we know who it is.
It's a piece
good
of shit.
Good sleuthing.
Well, he didn't win.
No, thank God.
I thought Romer did. Romer, I thought he did win. I'm way off. Shit.
Yeah, I think Romer beat AJ, I thought.
No. Yeah, Romer beat AJ.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, AJ didn't win.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, I completely.
Hold on. Wait a second. Check that out. Yeah, let's fact check that.
You look at the two candidates, too. I mean, AJ versus Romer. Romer sounds like he's a real tool, right? And then AJ is the one of the nicest guys I've ever met.
Yes.
Family man, teacher, Jesus. I mean, I couldn't be two different people.
Well, that's not what we want here in this country.
We want a fascist to
we
force
want a strong
us to
man. Up. Gotta get a strong man. No soy boys.
Strong men or weak men pretending to be something they're not.
Is it true? Do you guys fact checking that? Is that who he ran against and lost? And AJ lost?
I'm pretty sure AJ lost, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
No, I think AJ lost too. I just didn't know that was who he was
running.
Yeah,
I think he was running.
I think he was running against Bill Romer, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Lovely. Oh good. I'm so glad
to
hear
that.
Yeah,
he defeated AJ by 6 points.
So close.
I don't even know.
That's a lot.
I don't even know what to say.
I don't get it. I mean, AJ's a great guy. I mean,
it doesn't matter anymore.
No, I guess that's a liability. You have to be a piece of shit.
I guess so. Nothing matters anymore.
Well, you know,
breakfast for dessert. It doesn't matter anymore.
Facts are fake and fake is real.
Or dessert for breakfast. Yeah, have dessert for breakfast.
What a crazy story. Damn, I didn't hear anything about it until you just said it.
Mm-mm-mm. But we're going to follow that with even more amazing news. This time, the person did not win. John Leisler. Is that how you say it?
I think so. Okay. Leisler.
John Leisler failed Ohio Senate candidate. Has been accused of embezzling $4.1 million from the employer.
Please go to jail. Do not pass go.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But it gets even better.
Wrong.
Yeah. 8,800,000 of that holding was allegedly put towards the Republican candidate's race against Casey Weinstein.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Oh.
Again, color us surprised. Republicans embezzling and stealing money.
So yeah, he didn't win and was accused. He lost his job and got arrested the same day.
Couldn't happen to a better guy.
Oops.
Yeah.
A lot of people get into politics for money and power, and it seems like that's why he was there, and he couldn't get either, so he had to steal it.
And then donate to his own campaign. Which I know you can do, quote unquote.
And then get arrested and go to jail.
Yeah.
But wouldn't there be like an extra charge to that? If you basically are stealing this money and then putting it into your campaign, can't they get them on like an extra charge on that somehow? Like, sure, I don't know.
We'll have to
watch it.
But I would imagine, sure.
Yeah.
His former employer is demanding compensation to make up for the damages and attorney fees in excess of the $4.1 million.
Good.
Well, here's the thing. This had to have been going on while he was, like, running his campaign.
Yeah.
Yet people still, like, voted for him? Or did we just, like, not know about this? Is this all came out, like, right away?
They probably didn't figure it out until after the election was over, I would imagine. And then they go back and look at the books and... Because you're required, he's required to, I mean, a big donation, like he's required to say where it came from. And
all donations have to be.
Yeah, I mean, what is he thinking? Yeah. Where is it just coming? Just, ooh, look, it just appeared.
I don't know where it came from.
Oh, you're just there. I mean, $500, but $4.1 million? I don't know. Come on.
That's quite a big donation from somebody.
You know.
Let's look into that. Interesting.
Maybe he should have made it. He could have made a super PAC. With the 4.1, and that would have been anonymous, and then they could have taken that money.
That's usually what happens, yeah.
Or he could have, like, a buddy-buddy with somebody who owns, like, a social media platform, and then they could make a super PAC on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's too crazy. Nobody would do that, Steven. Come on.
Somebody should put an X on that.
Ah.
Just saying.
So, apparently, Leisler has also been accused of using that money for... putting a $400,000 loan on a $1.6 million beach condo in South Carolina.
Oh, God. Come on. God. Can we get into more Dr. Evil?
Oh, God.
But what I also love is that including that is also cryptocurrency, business ventures, vehicles, and paying off student loans.
That I can understand. We got to give them a little grace on that one.
These are the dumb criminals that they're catching. Imagine all the smart guys that are figuring out how to do this.
Seriously.
Yeah, they're called headphone managers.
Oh, yep. Anywho.
So, even more local, at the November 4th committee meeting, there was a group from the Brook Heights Community Association LLC, which is a little subdivision over by West Bath Road. Apparently, they, for a long time, had two or three monument signs. And one of them was literally in somebody's backyard. And it was there. It was crumbling. And the guy called the city, and it was like, well, it's on your property that you pay for. And no one had, ever tried to take care of this sign. There were kids, just hanging out at the sign, leaving trash in his yard. And it's just like, you guys aren't doing anything about this. And the city said, I'm allowed because this is my property. So he had a friend come over and back into it and knock it over.
Oh, man. All right.
Well, now
it worked.
This group has started an LLC because, you know, you can't do that. You know, we have to construct new, better signs for this subdivision. And so now the entire subdivision is split over whether this could happen.
Oh, boy.
About for signs that had been there for 70 years and no one took care of.
Yeah. On somebody's property.
Yeah. Private literally. And so this, the legislation, this current legislation is put on hold while the committees talk to the groups and figure out, you know, how we can do this, putting it in the right of way without being on someone's yard.
Yeah, putting the right of way and not on someone's
moving
property.
It. They're going to have to move the sign.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds like what they're going to do is they're going to tear down the old sign, all the old signs, and put up brand new ones. And, I mean, one of them is already torn down.
Yeah.
But I don't want to pay for it.
Better be free.
So hopefully we'll hear about this at some point here in the future. Yeah, it's just, I love that, you know, it's like, yeah, I'm just going to tear it down. I don't care.
Wow.
Well, uh-huh. I mean, if you contacted the city and they're it's on your property, do what you want.
And there's nothing in his deed or that requires it to be there. So maybe, you know,
exactly.
Maybe if the original owner has, it could have been written into the deed. The sign has to be there. But if it wasn't, he doesn't have any obligation to keep it on his property. He can chop that shit down like a tree.
It's like, I don't care what the community thinks. What a thing to waste
money on. I know.
Diana Clavicchio has said, you know, it's disturbing to see a neighborhood divided over a sign.
Right.
And it's literally like a split right in half over everyone divided.
Oh, well.
You should have just lit it up.
A lot of people don't like change, but oh, well.
Yeah.
Look at the community got divided over a fucking school to be built.
Yeah.
You know, something we've needed for a while.
Yeah.
But the
it's
thing
still
is,
divided over that.
It's the old thing. Well, I don't need it. Right. I shouldn't have to pay for it.
Yeah.
That's not how society works. If everyone was everyone for himself, guess what? The society completely would disintegrate. It wouldn't fall apart. It's not how, I mean, you have to do something.
Not how a community works.
It's not how a community works.
Yeah. Oh, well, I hope they figure it out.
Well, you know, they used to teach that in civics class about community, and I don't think they do that anymore. People have forgotten that lesson. Sometimes it's for the betterment for all, not just about you. You don't live by yourself.
Socialist.
Yeah.
You're a socialist.
Well, you know, if I live in Alaska in my own little plot and I didn't talk to anybody, then yeah, that's one thing. But you live in a city with amenities and things and other people, and you have to be considerate.
Socialist.
Yeah.
Call,
I hope they figure it out.
The Democratic Socialist, thank you.
There is a joint donation drive between the Falls and neighboring communities to benefit the Peter Morin Center. This is running through December 15th. They are looking for new or gently worn boots, hoodies, backpacks, socks, underwear, gloves, meal cards, flashlights, hand warmers, bus passes, and money is including in all of that.
Wow.
What is the Peter Morin Center? What do they do?
It's a food pantry.
Oh, okay.
Food pantry and nonprofit charitable organization serving those in need in the greater Akron area. There will be a donation drive, like I said, through November 15th. And you can drop those off at the police department on 2nd Street. In the lobby. There will also be a drive-through collection event happening at City Hall on Saturday, December 14th from 10 to 2.
Oh, that's a nice thing to do.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to make a financial contribution, you can reach out to them at knightsofcolumbus2362@gmail.com. And they accept PayPal.
Nuggets of Columbus.
The Sports and Pokemon Card Expo is happening December 1st at BNDO's Party Center. This is from 8:30 to 4. If you aren't finding Pokemon in the real world, you can find them on cards here.
Our boys had so many Pokemon cards. Oh, my God.
Gotta catch them all.
I don't think the girls did. Yeah, they played the games, but they didn't do, like, the actual cards.
Mm-mm. That was me.
You were the card person?
Mm. No, I was the game person.
He was the gamer. Game person.
And I gave up after the second game.
Yeah.
And finally, it's coming up here, the downtown tree lighting ceremony, November 30th at City Hall.
Oh, that's awesome. We were walking around the block and somebody saw somebody's house. They had their Christmas tree up. Oh.
Aww.
It's that time.
I drove by a bunch of people yesterday who were setting stuff up outside.
Yep, here we are.
Once again.
So, that night, the like tree at 6:15 p.m., followed by fireworks.
Will there be a Santa? Time.
Santa? Will Santa be there? I know him.
You're not Santa.
You smell like beef and cheese.
I was waiting for it.
Is it beef and cheese or meat and
beef and cheese?
Beef and cheese. All right.
Beef and cheese.
Oh, Danny DeVito's 80.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. Happy birthday, Danny DeVito. It's on my Facebook. Happy
birthday. I'm sure he listens to us.
Is he still recording that one sitcom? What is it called?
Yeah. It's Always Sunny.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia, right?
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I think in February, they're having a crossover episode with Abbott Elementary.
Oh, man.
I started watching that show a while back. It's pretty funny. I didn't solely get immersed into it, but that shit's funny.
So, Sam, do you have any good news?
No, I see. I have not really been connected for the last 2 weeks, so I don't know what's happening. Does anybody have any good news?
You mean you've been living a good life?
I've been living a great life. Yeah, completely disconnected. I didn't have my phone. I couldn't have, unless I had a hook up to Wi-Fi, I didn't have the internet. I mean, I did not use my phone almost the whole time except for taking pictures. So it was
Suzanne's nice. Good news is disconnect from the interwebs.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. We can talk about the places
we've been this week. Any place locally that we've been and or any restaurant we've been to or shopped, a cool store. What do we do?
El Papa's is so good.
El Papa's is good.
Their staff is so funny. Our server was the son, and mom was working the cash register, and they're so funny and cute. Very friendly. Great prices. Awesome.
Yeah, we haven't been there since they moved.
Awesome Mexican food. It's really good.
Yeah, that new place. They fix it nice. Yeah.
Yeah, it's much good. The ambience is really nice.
Yeah, way better than Chapel Hill location.
You know? Oh, really?
Yeah.
How's the parking? Is the parking decent too?
Parking is good.
It's good. What's the name of the place? The bar used to be there, Jen?
Dominic's.
It's Dominic's.
Yeah, they had good parking.
Hmm. Yeah, well, I might have to check it out, Mike.
Yes.
Yum, yum.
What brings you joy?
Well, recording this commercial right now, Danielle, but I'm sure it's different for everybody.
We want to hear what brings you joy. Shelf Life and the Falls Free Press are collaborating for the Joycast, a special podcast coming in December. But most of all, we're collaborating with you.
The Joycast will dedicate time to discuss the things that bring you joy, gratitude, and overall happy feelings. And some days lately, we need those the most.
Stop into Shelf Life before the end of November to contribute to the Joy Jar. Tell us about a joy, a positive experience, or something uplifting you wish to share. Can't make it in? Find the form link at shelflifebookstore.com or email me at danielle@shelflifebookstore.com. Then be sure to watch out for the Joycast this coming December to hear what inspires the community. The air date will be announced on our social media pages and in the Shelf Life newsletter.
Visit shelflifebookstore.com to sign up.
And fallsfreepress.com for more info.
Hey guys, guess what time it is?
What time is it?
Bart's Arts. Oh, that was good. Best one yet.
So a lot of art news this week.
All right.
Yay.
Art's going to help us survive.
Yes. Triple Play Vintage over on Oakwood will be selling starting November 20th new Cuyahoga Falls shirts and hoodies. They have these new Cuyahoga Falls shirts. One shows the ice rink and the clock tower in a snow globe.
Ooh.
Really, it's really nice. They have ones that, the Ohio board, the Ohio drawing with a heart Cuyahoga Falls on it.
Oh.
And they will be selling these shirts, like I said, beginning November 20th. Shirts are $15 and hoodies are $29. And all sales of these will support Cuyahoga Falls Good Neighbors.
Beginning November 20th. Okay, Mike, maybe we ought to go get some for...
Yeah, I could always use another hoodie.
The kiddos, send it to Japan. Yeah,
that snow globe one I'm really interested in.
Oh, okay.
Next, the Polar Express and Elf are making their way to the Akron Civic Center December 15th. Both movies are free thanks to Wayside Furniture. They're presenting these movies for free. At 2 o'clock will be Elf. And then at 6 o'clock is the Polar Express. It's free, but you do still have to get tickets.
Mm, that's nice.
There will also be free popcorn.
Oh, free popcorn.
Yeah, I noticed the HBO Max has Polar Express and Elf are like, you look, the new movies just released. It always has like number one, number two, number five.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of them are Christmas movies.
Well, they probably, they took them off the platform to make way for other stuff.
And they put them back on before Christmas, sure.
Yeah.
And, I'm going to sit down and watch the Polar Express. I love that movie.
It's a good movie.
With Tom Hanks.
It is good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's got his little puppy.
Oh.
And you have to watch Elf at least once. I mean, that's my thing.
Fun.
Yeah.
Mike in Die Hard, of course.
Yes.
No, Die Hard is no. Let's not start that again.
Yes.
I'm going to have to buy that. I'm going to buy that on 4K Blu-ray, Mike. You can come over. We'll
drink some pasta.
That sounds like a good boys' night out. What's that?
Popcorn, beer, and Bruce.
That's right.
Hans Gruber is a Disney princess.
Oh, yeah. Well, I also saw that was like a Harry Potter.
I think I'm going to have to buy the whole collection. Mm-hmm. All the Die Hards.
Oh, lordy lord. You guys can have like a sleepover. We'll like get you guys a little make a little fort for you out there.
The thing is, nobody else would be sleeping because I'd have it turned all the way up. It'd be so loud. Jennifer would hate me.
Jennifer can come over here and
we'll trade.
Yep.
Continuing at the Civic, a lot of these are there this coming month. Ballet Theater of Ohio presents the Nutcracker, November 30th through December 8th. Also at the Civic, Christmas Carol the Musical, December 6th through the 22nd.
A lot of cool things.
Yeah. E.J. Thomas, the E.J. Thomas Christmas Arts and Crafts Show is happening the weekend of December 6th. And
I've never been to that. Has anybody ever gone to that?
I hear it's really big, but I've never.
Maybe this is the year. We'll see.
Finally, the Woodridge High School Arts and Crafts Show happening December 7th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Oh, that would be nice. We got some talented kiddos.
That's all I got.
That was a lot.
It was a lot.
Gave it all. Giving it all she got, Captain.
Really?
Sorry. You didn't like my Scotty impersonation?
I thought it was great.
Yeah. Was that William Shatner?
No. Oh, that one. Followed up. Boo.
Thank you all for listening this week. And we want to thank Tony Isabella and Jack for speaking with us as well.
We got an interview. Woohoo!
Wow,
and next episode, I have two more.
That's awesome. Ooh. Yeah, Bert is killing it.
Yep.
Remember, we do want to hear your ideas for potential interviewees, for potential articles you'd like to write for us. Please be sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And if you'd like to get a hold of us, you can get a hold of us on Facebook and at our email address.
FallsFreePress@gmail.com.
And I know you guys know that email address. But there's no excuse for not sending us anything because I've also been checking the email.
Do it.
So for now, we'll say goodbye and hope you join us next time.
Bye.
See ya.
Today at the Akron Comic Con, I'm here with a famous, famous writer for DC, especially DC, but you've been all over the place, really.
I started my career at Marvel Comics.
Okay, yes, I knew you wrote for Marvel, but I also knew I've seen many DC. This is Tony Isabella. Tony, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I love the Akron Comic Con. It's always a fun time. The fans are happy. The vendors are happy. So it's a good time.
How long have you been writing comics?
I've been writing comics since I was a kid. But as far as being a comics professional, I started at Marvel on Halloween 1972, so it's been 52 years.
Wow. And of all days of Halloween to get started, what are some of your favorite stories that you've written?
Well, I mean, Black Lightning is my favorite. a character I created.
You created, yeah, yeah.
But I've also enjoyed writing things like Ghost Rider and Hawkman and one-off mystery stories. I've written all kinds of comics in my career, and while I'm best known for superheroes, I love writing all kinds of comics.
You, as you said, you created Black Lightning. When that became the TV show for the CW, how much influence did you have with that?
More than would be normal, because when the showrunners were hired, we had conference calls because they wanted to get my input. They flew me to Burbank to spend time with the writers. I knew most of the cast and crew, and was actually on set two or three times a season, and actually did a cameo in the third season finale. I played a federal judge.
Wow. Yeah, that was one of the things I kept expecting to see you in the huge Crisis crossover, and then we got a different member of the writer and author.
I thought Marv Wolfman did a tremendous job there.
Oh, that was perfect. And as soon as he said his name, it's like, well, they got someone.
Yeah. Oh, no. Marv was brilliant.
What has your experience been with fans of your work?
Oh, for the most part, it's been excellent, especially with Black Lightning. I remember a few years back, a woman came up to me with tears in her eyes, hugging me, because Black Lightning was the first time she had seen herself in a comic book. And things like that are just life-changing. And there are fans who became teachers because of Black Lightning. There are people who got into the business because of my work. And when I was an editor at Marvel, I was able to give first or early jobs to quite a few creators.
We haven't talked about Black Lightning. For people who haven't heard of that character, who is he?
Black Lightning is Jefferson Pierce, a school teacher. The most important things to him are his family, his students, and his community, so he's more of a ground-level character. You know, he's never been a tremendous success in the comic books, but everywhere else, and the TV show especially.
Yeah, I was amazed when the show came out. It was like, that's one character I hadn't heard of. I gotta look him up. And then my friend Ken was just like, no, you really got to look it up. He's really awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, Tony made him.
Yes, I did.
For people who are interested, there's a lot of artists here, a lot of comic book writers. For people getting in the industry and they're not sure, like, how to get their work out there, what do you suggest to them?
Well, it's very hard for writers to break into the field. It's easier for artists. But whether you're a writer or an artist, the advice I give people is get it in writing and get a good lawyer to enforce what's in writing. Those are mistakes I made early in my career that I've rued ever since.
And what has been your favorite part of this weekend?
Oh, just, it's hard to pinpoint just one. I mean, I got to meet Jerry Mather, who I grew up with. The fans, the artists, some of the artists I've known for decades, some I'm just meeting. The fans, they're just, it's just great. I mean, I have not met an unpleasant person at this convention.
Wonderful. And I was just talking with Jack over at the library, and he said you're also a big fan of libraries.
Oh my God, yes. Before we had the internet and everything, I used to call up the librarians at Medina District Library and ask them to do research for me. And they used to fight over it because I would come to them with interesting things like, I need everything you have on bullet wounds and trauma from bullet wounds. That's not a question they get asked often.
No, it isn't.
But now, we're part of CleveNet. It's amazing. If there's a book I want, if any of those libraries have it, they send it to Medina. Medina sends me an email. I don't even have to, they'll put it in a locker for me. I can pick up at any time. So yeah, I get a lot of my reading material from libraries and just think the world of them. And it always ticks me off when people attack them.
I appreciate that completely as a major proponent of libraries.
Librarians are on the first, are among people on the first line as we continue to fight evil.
So, Tony, thank you very much for speaking with me today. And thank you very much for being not only a proponent of libraries, but one of the best comic book authors in this area.
Thanks very much.
I'm back here at the Akron Comic Con in the Falls, here with Jack Phoenix from Cuyahoga Falls Library. How's it going, Jack?
Oh, it's going pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing good. You're here with the library today. What can the library offer in terms of comics?
Well, we've actually got three kind of amazing digital resources. We've got Comics Plus, we've got Hoopla, and we've got Libby. All three of those offer thousands of comics that you can read for free on your computer, phone, or tablet. And then, of course, you can always come into the library and grab one of the physical comics. We've got comics for adults, we've got comics for teens, and comics for kids.
The library has the new Comics Plus service. What is that?
That is an app that you can get for your phone, tablet, or computer, and it allows you access to read thousands of digital comics, including graphic novels, manga, and more. And it's 100% free, and there's no waiting lists and no hold times at all, and no due dates.
Nice. If someone's looking for something particular at the library in terms of comics or just about anything else, what can they do?
Well, they can hop onto the library's catalog and do a search for graphic novels would probably bring stuff up, or manga, or you can look for a specific character or creator. You can also just use any one of the apps that we've already mentioned and browse and see what's available.
Awesome. And I see here that we have the canopy service. What is that?
The Canopy service is a free streaming service for movies and television and documentaries that's very similar to other streaming services like Netflix, but it's accessible with your library card. So you don't have to pay a monthly subscription, and you can watch a certain amount of titles per month.
Awesome. So even more free movies than what you can get at the library.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, because, yeah, we've also got the an assortment of Blu-rays and DVDs at the library, too.
Awesome. I guess my final question would be, being Comic-Con, who is your favorite writer or artist?
Ooh, it's really hard to pick one. It's actually easier for me to say who my favorite writer and artist is today. So today that would be Tony Fleeks and Trish Forstner. They are the creators of Stray Dogs and Feral.
I think I remember Stray Dogs. I feel like I started reading that but never got very far.
It's actually available on Comics Plus.
Okay, well, that's what I'm doing this afternoon. Well, thank you, Jack, for talking with me today, and we hope everybody checks out the library.
Thank you, Bart.
What brings you joy?
Well, recording this commercial right now, Danielle, but I'm sure it's different for everybody.
We want to hear what brings you joy. Shelf Life and the Falls Free Press are collaborating for the Joycast, a special podcast coming in December. But most of all, we're collaborating with you.
The Joycast will dedicate time to discuss the things that bring you joy, gratitude, and overall happy feelings. And some days lately, we need those the most.
Stop into Shelf Life before the end of November to contribute to the Joy Jar. Tell us about a joy, a positive experience, or something uplifting you wish to share. Can't make it in? Find the form link at shelflifebookstore.com or email me at danielle@shelflifebookstore.com. Then be sure to watch out for the Joycast this coming December to hear what inspires the community. The air date will be announced on our social media pages and in the Shelf Life newsletter.
Visit shelflifebookstore.com to sign up.
And fallsfreepress.com for more info.
FallsCast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Cuyahoga Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.
We went out to Indian food.
Yummy.
It was really good. It was really good.
Go, Suzanne, expanding your horizons.
I ate so many new things. I ate sushi. Good. I had fish sperm, I guess, that I didn't know was fish sperm.
Nice.
I don't recommend it at all. I was like,